It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we have a special ministry segment where we're talking about some important biblical principles around creation. And I'm thrilled to introduce from Answers in Genesis, someone who has been with the ministry for about 12 years, Bodie Hodge. Hey, Bodie, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Cole. It's great to be on the show today. For those who don't know, we're the ones who are building a full-size Noah's Ark there in Northern Kentucky. But it's great to be on.
Well, it's very good to have you with me. And to start off, I've always loved learning about creation according to the Bible. And what do you think are some of the most important things for people to know about the biblical account of creation?
When it comes to the subject of biblical creation, I think one of the most important aspects that's oftentimes overlooked is the issue of the authority of Scripture, letting God be that ultimate authority. You know, we sometimes struggle with that in our day-to-day activities, but I want to encourage people to go back to the Bible. When it comes to origins, God knows better than all others, and we can trust God when it comes to the issue of origins. Now, we're in a culture today where people oftentimes attack the Bible's account of origins, and I suggest we need to watch out for those types of attacks. We need to recognize, first off, that those are attacks. When it comes to somebody saying, hey, we don't trust what God has to say when it comes to origins, you know, going back to the early pages of Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, it talks about God creating everything in 6 days. People mock that today. But what I would suggest is we need to get back to the authority of the Bible and trust God over what people have to say. God is the ultimate authority. And when people try to usurp that ultimate authority, they're doing it by their own authority. In other words, they're assuming that they are in a position to know origins better than God. And what we need to do is say, hold on, there's a fallacy in that, because that is an arbitrary authority. God is the ultimate authority and therefore not arbitrary. And so what we need to do is get back, trust the authority of Scripture from the very first verse, and that's how we should look at biblical creation.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think that we should be able to take the creator of the universe at his word and trust, like you said, him as the ultimate authority. And so on a slightly different note, if you had a moment with somebody that was a non-believer, but sincere, open to truth, where would you start that conversation? What would you focus on?
You know, I've talked to a lot of sincere unbelievers. In fact, a lot of Christians were exactly that. And many times they became sincere and became sincere believers, as a matter of fact, once they started to understand the gospel, once the Lord opened their hearts to that. But when I'm chatting with somebody on this subject, particularly that is an unbeliever, and if they're really willing to listen, one of the things that I want to point out is that when people have rejected God and his word, you know, whether they've bought into things like Islam or secular humanism, which is one of the popular religions of the day, one way or another, they've had to take man's ideas to supersede God and his word. So what I like to do is take it right down to that foundational level. Either God is the ultimate authority or man is the ultimate authority. That's the only other possible authority that can be out there to try to supersede God. And so I want people to understand that. A lot of times people come up to Christians and they say, ah, well, you guys follow God. Well, you know what? I'm neutral. I don't have any authorities. All the while, they're actually appealing to their own authority, to a human authority. And so we want to encourage people to first off think about that, to realize that they too have a religious belief.
That's right. Absolutely.
And I want to encourage people out there to start trusting God. Let God be that absolute authority in every single area of their lives. You'd be surprised how powerful that is when you start to look at the world the way that God looks at it in the pages of Scripture.
Well, folks, once again, I've been speaking with Bodie Hodge from Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. You can get some great information at answersingenesis.org. Hey, Bodie, thank you very much for being with me on the show.
Well, God bless you, Cole, and keep up the great work out there. Yeah, I really want to encourage you in all that you do. God bless.
Alrighty, well, folks, thanks for listening, and just a quick reminder that you can hear this show and other ministry segments on our ministry site, truthrestoration.com. You can also find out about our free Bible study conference calls, all at truthrestoration.com. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.